This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It is straight up and down, top of the hour. How are you doing? This is Bill Martinez, and we are live. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Scott, we got a lot going on. I mean, this is, all the prelude to Super Bowl week and everything. Some people are abuzz by it. Are you sensing a lack of buzz or about the same?
It's the Super Bowl. I think it's about the same. Mm-hmm.
Sounds a little deflated to me. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think with all the other stuff going on in the world, football isn't as prominent as it has been in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think it's anything to do with the game itself. I just think that when you have the stuff that you know, like what's happening,
all the politics and stuff,
all
is
the
trumping,
politics
huh?
is kind of, for lack of a better word, trumping the Super Bowl.
Right. Exactly. Go figure, huh? Well, speaking of which, CNN's Don Lemon and Robert Reich are suggesting the violent protesters at UC Berkeley are right-wingers. Okay, listen to this.
I've been wanting to have this conversation because this has been a big issue about free speech on campus and conservative voices being heard. But Mr. Reich, my first question to you is, there's a violence that we saw, this violence we saw at Berkeley, we had it live here on CNN last night, it ultimately does, it plays right into the hands of a right-wing, white supremacist, someone like Milo Yiannopoulos.
It absolutely does, Don, and I'd want to be very, very clear. I was there for part of last night, and I know what I saw, and those people were not Berkeley students. Those were outsiders, agitators. I've never seen them before. There's rumors that they actually were right-wingers. They were part of a kind of a group that were organized and ready to create the kind of tumult and danger you saw that forced the police to cancel the event. So Donald Trump, when he says Berkeley, doesn't respect free speech rights, that's a complete distortion of the truth. I mean, Berkeley opened its biggest auditorium to this right-wing Breitbart News character, this hateful, odious person, but said free speech is the most important thing we stand for, and these outsiders who caused the police to finally come in and have to cancel it.
You think this was a strategy by Yiannopoulos or right wingers, they put this on so they could, in an effort to show or that, you know, there's no free speech on a college campus like UC Berkeley?
I wouldn't bet against it, Don. I saw these people. They were very, they all looked very, almost paramilitary. They were not from the campus. I don't want to say factually, but I've heard that there was some relationship there between these people and the right wing, and the right wing movement that is affiliated with Breitbart News.
It is interesting because there have been protests, but nothing this violent. We haven't seen anything to this level.
Was he watching? Has he been watching history? What do you mean there's been nothing at this level? What are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you, this is really...
I remember a Starbucks just a week ago.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, how many... It's like every week there's something going on. This is unbelievable. Interesting take on this. It's like boogeymen are abounding here now. It's the George Soros boogeyman. It is paid protesters, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about that with Megan Barth here in just a moment. But, this is, what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? You know, what's your take on this? Is this totally off the skids for you, or does this even have any kind of inkling of veracity and insight, for this Reich to, he says he was there and he saw it himself. And yes, I think we all saw, along with Robert Reich, the what looked to be, outfitted paramilitary guys. I mean, again, this all speaks against the spontaneous demonstration of it all. It's all well planned and well oiled. And, there's been articles written about. You talk about something that has some veracity, and that is that these protesters have been paid, and George Soros is writing checks And why not? I mean, and obviously it's to the point that the cities themselves are saying, hey, look, we want to tax you for your income, for your paid protester check, you know, so go figure. Megan Barth coming up right in just a few moments. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. How you doing, huh? Are we having fun yet or not? Boy, I'll tell you, it is no doubt. It is an interesting time in which we live in, and I keep thinking we're going to punch ourselves out sooner or later and realize that the things that are being wasted away in terms of time and resources when we can get this country on track. We've got a president who's actually doing his job and setting Washington, D.C. on its ear, and they're actually seeing an example of leadership. And they're not sure what to do with themselves. I think part of it is that it's a clear indictment of their casualness about being about the people's business. And so, I'm grateful for one Donald Trump for shaking it up. We knew that was going to be the case. And then on top of that, Megan Barth, we have a president, that's not only shaking things up, but, the promises he made, we knew and everybody said, well, he's not your typical politician. In fact, he's not even a politician. Of course he's not. And he's proving it in as much as that, he's actually following up on the promises he made on the campaign trail. What a novel concept, huh?
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Bill. Always,
always.
See you on Friday or talk to you on Friday.
Yes.
We expect this from him as a CEO. Mm-hmm. This is an unusual president that we have in the fact that he's not a politician. He never cut his teeth on politics.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a CEO, head of a company, and he's always solved problems in order to make his company profitable. And so he's used to, as a CEO of his company, of keeping his promises, creating revenue, making changes so that they produce results. And that's what CEOs are judged by, results. Politicians have gotten away with, on both sides of the aisle for many years, of talking a big game, making a lot of promises, and this is where the Republicans fell short.
Mm-hmm.
They promised the American people in both midterms and as well as general elections, whereby we gave them the largest majority throughout the country and in the House and in the Senate, by where they promised us they were going to repeal Obamacare and replace it, and they never did.
Right. Well, and they let us down when we gave them a clear majority in the House. And remember, they constantly, well, we've got the power of the purse. Well, but it doesn't do you any good if you're not going to use it.
Well, that's right. They never took advantage of the power that they had, and that was cutting the funding off of Obamacare, which created the life of the bad bill, right? Mm-hmm. It funded 16,000 IRS agents, even though the Democrats kept telling us it wasn't a tax. We knew better. It was the largest tax increase on the middle class, I think, that we've ever seen. And so Donald Trump comes in there, and he's making all of these orders in such a way that they are lawful. All he's doing is executing the law and enforcing the law that is on the books, the laws that have been ignored for the last 8 years or beyond. And so this is why you see this uprising of the left, the lawless left, the mob left.
Exactly.
Because they don't like law and order.
Mm.
They don't operate under law and order.
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of which, I don't know if you heard that soundbite from Don Lemon's show with Robert Reich. somehow suspending reality and trying to blame the right for all this when, there's empirical evidence clearly that George Soros and others are paying professional writers. And these people are going in there. I mean, you know, even by their own definition, they're all like in commando outfits. They're well dressed. They've got a plan. There has been people that have broken in or at least given us some information, some inside information on their planning meetings. So this is the furthest thing from any kind of spontaneous event. This is all planned out. They come in with professional looking signs. They're well prepared. The thing is, I guess you could say that, some have referred to college students as being a cupcake nation. Well, they are in a lot of ways. In fact, the fact that they're even allowing and not taking a stand against these radicals who are coming in and burning down their campus. I mean, a gorgeous campus up there at UC Berkeley. And look at all the damage that these outsiders did, all in the name of anti-Trumpism.
Well, this is just like Ferguson, right? They come in and Baltimore, and the Baltimore mayor, much like, has anyone heard from Janet Napolitano? She's the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Crickets. All we're hearing is crickets here. It's like, what are you doing? Exactly.
Well, exactly. And so what these leftists have done, what the liberals have done, the progressives, that they've given them space to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
They've replaced their safe spaces with spaces to destroy.
Yeah.
And this is economic terrorism. This is
right.
Domestic terrorism.
And nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been arrested on this so far, right?
No, and if you recall, when the Berkeley uprisings happened around the time that when Reagan was governor of California, he literally put a stop to it. He brought in the National Guard, and I believe that he turned the hoses on the rioters. So he wet their parade.
Yes.
Meaning he brought in force, because you only quell force with force.
Exactly. It's like you bully a bully, right?
Right.
That's all they know.
Hopefully they stand down.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly, what should have happened. But because California and the whole UC system is run by the likes of Janet Napolitano and Jerry Brown, two far leftists, they want this chaos to ensue because they want the narrative to be that this chaos will always create more chaos as long as there's someone like Trump in a leadership role. Don't you find it kind of interesting that all this chaos never happened under Barack Obama?
Of course, yes, exactly.
Why?
Because
he was a supporter of it.
Mm-hmm, right.
He was doing their bidding.
Yeah, they were all on the same team. Yeah, no doubt. Exactly. Well,
that's absolutely right.
Well, you bring up some great points here, and that is the deal. People have asked as well, Megan, about Janet Napolitano. Where is she? She's MIA on this whole situation. But it's all clear. See, this is what happens with things, and you and I have discussed this before, about the exposure. I mean, the light of day is on this stuff, and I would say for the rest of America, it's just warming up. You see all the contention that's happening, this stuff. It's back to what was said in the early days of the Obama administration, not to let a good crisis go to waste. And certainly, as if that's not enough, just in the natural course of business that crises would abound. I mean, it also helps if you can create your own, right?
Oh, absolutely. If a crisis doesn't exist, bring your own crisis to the party. and this is what the leftists do. And as long as they have the funding in order to have all of the matching outfits and the matching T-shirts and the matching signs, all that takes money. All the buses that have to bus them there take money. And so when you cut, the fish rots from the top, the head down. And so that's what you have to do, is you have to follow the money and see where this position really is being funded. And that comes from a primary source, which is George Soros and all the foundations that he runs.
We keep bringing up George Soros' name and those on the left that are orchestrating all this. But America, Look, at you've got to wake up and see what's happening to your country. Meanwhile, you've got a president who is a problem solver. And look what he's done in his first 2 weeks in office. It is a whirling dervish, and he's all doing, the people's bidding. Why not? Well, we're excited about the future. I pray that you stay excited about the future, because it's only good from here if you stay focused.
Our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
There's never been a moment I was not held inside your arms. And there's never been a day when you were not who you say you are. You're forever, it don't matter what I'm walking through. Cause no matter where I'm going, there's never been a moment that I was not loved by you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 19 after the top of the hour. You know, Megan Barth, you know, we saw Chuck Schumer on display. I mean, I'm really embarrassed for the guy. I mean, you know, here he is welling up in tears over the refugee situation, you know, and what happened last week. But my question is, where were Schumer's tears for Boston and Orlando and Fort Hood and San Bernardino? I didn't see any tears there, but we got tears for refugees. And, you know, and what about job one? Job one of the Oval Office, which the Democrats seem to ignore time and time again, is to protect its citizens, national security. And it has been absolutely vacant from any of the past Democratic presidents.
Yeah, there seems to be this forgotten, Democrats usually forget, and many Republicans forget, that the number one duty of the commander-in-chief, which is our president, is to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic.
I think it says that in their oath, doesn't it?
Pardon?
It says that in their oath of office, right?
Correct, yes.
Yes, I thought so.
It absolutely
okay.
does. Yeah. And that is the only, truly, the number one duty of the commander-in-chief. It's not to create jobs. It's not to create different bathrooms. It's not to create special, acquiescences for certain genders or certain mm-hmm. sexes or whatever. That's not the job of the president. The job of the president is the commander-in-chief to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. And this is where the Barack Obama administration failed, because they continued to fight climate change. Climate change under the last administration was more dangerous than Islamic terrorism.
And this exactly.
That's correct. And that's exactly what Barack Obama said to the graduating Naval Academy on the steps of the UN, as well as John Kerry told us on a global level that BTUs from air conditioning units were more dangerous than ISIS. Okay. So we completely missed the ball on the growth of ISIS, and that is why, after under Barack Obama, we overthrew Egypt, we overthrew Libya, and we created this refugee crisis.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, Barack Obama, back in 2015, had established 7 countries that were on the terrorism travel list, basically. It was a terrorism travel list. And all Donald Trump did as president was basically enforce that list.
Exactly.
To make sure that the people that were coming in traveling here from those countries were properly vetted.
Right.
But what the press did and what the Democrats did is turn that into a Muslim ban, which is the biggest joke perpetuated on the American public, but it caused enough chaos that the left was satisfied.
The thing is, Megan, it's Muslims and Christians. It's everybody across the board. It's anybody in the zip code.
If it was a Muslim ban, we would have banned Egypt. We would have banned Saudi Arabia.
Well, you'd have banned more than 8 to 12% of the Mormons Mormon nations involved here. There's no doubt about it. Now let's go back here. Rewind for just a moment. When the Obama administration, had come up with these 7 targeted nations, and we're talking, you know, what was the basis of that? They were failing. Or failed, they were countries in chaos. And so it would only stand to reason, logic would tell you that if the administrative structure of a nation has imploded and it's chaotic, how do you get information on the people that you need to vet, which Barack Obama and his people insist go through intense vetting? And my question is, in doing the math here, he says it's a 3-year process. Well, we heard about this in, you know, last February, and by December, we're getting thousands of refugees in. So how does that give you any sense of confidence that there was vetting that was taking place, number one, from especially these target nations that they cited? And, oh, by the way, when this happened, Megan, it was right on the heels when Barack Obama himself said, we're not going to take anybody from Iran, remember?
Right. You know, the Muslim ban actually started under Barack Hussein Obama, but no one on the left wants to talk about that because it does not fit the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what Barack Obama actually did was beyond the Muslim ban that he created was the Cuban ban.
Yes, exactly.
And no one talked about this. And this was so incredibly cold-hearted and egregious, and one of, I think, it flew in the face of human rights, just basic human rights, when he unilaterally rescinded wet foot, dry foot. And there were 100 Cubans in limbo waiting to seek asylum in America. And when 2 days before he left our White House, he unilaterally descended wet foot, dry foot. He put all of those 100 Cubans back into the clutches of Castro, whereby now for the rest of their lives, they will be treated in an abusive manner, in a tortured manner. They will be abused and tortured as political prisoners of the Castro regime. But no one on the left or the right is talking about the Cuban ban. And I think this is where Trump could actually quell all of the furor that's coming up around this Muslim ban. You have to throw the hypocrisy back at the hypocrite.
Yeah, he needs some operatives or some, you know, some targeted tweets here, Megan, on this issue, because, you know, this is, you know, and it's amazing. You know the tweets have been effective, because what's the first thing the left is yelling about?
The Twitter.
Exactly. They say he needs to put. So that's a very, it's been a very effective way to bring it back and quell all this stuff. Not to mention the fact that, look, at the best form of revenge is success. Look what he's done in 2 weeks. I mean, at every turn, you know, America is starting to win again. Boy, this is, you know, this is an exciting time, and things are starting to make sense in spite of whatever Ashley Judd or Madonna, you know, the brilliant political scientists of our time, you know, whatever they're saying.
No, absolutely. And you're right. The only way we're going to beat back the narrative as well as the progress of the, or I say progress loosely, of the progressives is through success. And
yes,
what he has done in 2 weeks is create, I would say, a shotgun method of policy whereby he is firing so fast at what he's doing is that they don't know where to look. It's causing mass confusion, which is perfect. Because we were told during the entire time of the Obamacare debacle, whereby it was shoved down our throats, even the commander-in-chief, Barack Obama, said, oh, the Americans aren't concerned with the process. Yeah, actually we were. But how does it feel now that the power is taken away and it's on the other foot? And we're basically doing exactly what you did, but we are doing it according to law.
Yes, the big
and
difference.
That's why you see the lawless. So unhinged.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, you know, we're doing this in spite of the dysfunction of the Democrats, who are totally unhinged here. They, you know, Megan, at every turn, I mean, whether it's Chuck Schumer or some other Democrat spokesperson, you know, they're coming out with stuff that you go, what suspended universe are you guys living in? I mean, you've got to get your acts together and so you can make sense here. But, you know, and this fight that we got coming up for the SCOTUS nomination, I mean, this is, you know, let the rumble begin here. This is going to be a nonstop affair over these next 4 years.
Well, I would never say thank you, Harry Reid, but I will say thank you, Harry Reid, for the nuclear option.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's the situation sometimes when you light up your own bomb.
That's right.
It can come back and get you, and it's definitely following the tails of Democrats right now. Megan Barth, Megan, as always, great to have you with us. Great insight here, as always. Always a pleasure to have you on with us every week. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. 29 minutes after the top of the hour. You got it. Bye-bye.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number
number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Life itself squeezed into 60 minutes and 100 yards. And you can't control who your mom and daddy is, but you can control how hard you work. So a thought, you reap an action. So an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, you reap a destiny. Every play starts with a cadence and ends with a whistle. What you do in between determines your legacy. So make sure you give it everything you've got until you hear that whistle. That understood?
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're all getting ready, huh, for Super Bowl 51 coming up. Boy, I'll tell you, Scott, I'm not hearing a whole lot of buzz here. You know, it's a bit deflated, as we might say. And yeah, pun intended. I think maybe we just had to get closer to the weekend, you know, start smelling, you know, the foods coming together and, everybody, all the plans coming together. You know, what are you going to be doing? You know, friends' houses, big screen TVs all over the place. The special dip, you know, because you gotta have a special Super Bowl dip, huh?
For me, it's my mom's birthday.
Oh, okay. So she thinks all this is about her, huh?
She determined my Super Bowl plans.
She did?
Years ago.
Did you tell her you had Lady Gaga performing just for her? Happy birthday?
I don't think that'd be a big present for my mom.
Oh, she's not.
I don't think she would really care about that. Like we talked about at the opening of the hour, I'm not necessarily sure that it's because of the game that people aren't excited. Because if you look at both these teams have been very good all year long.
Exactly.
And they match up well. Mm-hmm. And you got the number one scoring offense in the league this year, and Atlanta going up against the number one scoring defense. Mm-hmm. Atlanta scores about 34 points a game, 33, 34 points a game, and the Patriots only give up about 15. So something's got to give there. And offensively, the Patriots are just as potent. They were number three in scoring on the year. And, you know, right now in the playoffs, Atlanta's averaging 40 points a game, and the Patriots are averaging 35. So something, it should be a good game.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, odds makers, for the most part, favoring Brady, his experience, right? Four Super Bowl rings, he's been there. He knows what the big dance is all about. And for Matt Ryan, I mean, boy, he is center stage on what is one of the biggest stages you can be on.
Well, yeah, they're giving him the old home field spot. 3 points is what they're spotting Brady and the Patriots. So they're the favorites, and rightfully so. I mean, they've earned that. They've been very good for very long time.
How do they give Brady home field? I mean, you know, they're quite a bit south, still on the east. I mean, you know, but quite a bit south, right?
Yeah, it could be that he's been in seven of the last 15 Super Bowls. I mean, he's basically made it his home.
Mm-hmm.
He's going for his fifth ring, and Belichick is going for his. His fifth as well.
Yeah. So. Well, you imagine, you know, speaking of those two, they're so complemented. I mean, it is a great team just within, you know, the coach and the quarterback, which seems to be, you know, a key element in every winning season is that you'll find that complement between the coach and the quarterback. And these two have been in rhythm for a long time, and look at the success that they've enjoyed.
Yeah, you had the brain type guy on a while back, and
John Naismith.
Yeah, he basically said that you know, Brady's
Needenoggle. That's his. I said Naismith. I was thinking Megatrends. The other brain guy.
Other brain guy. Yes.
Yes.
But he said that Brady and Belichick are perfect for each other because Brady will do everything exactly the way that Belichick wants him to do it, and. It's two of the best teams all year long going against each other.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun there, and you know, of course, a big part of the game as well. You know, we mentioned Lady Gaga, of course. In between time is trying to watch the commercials, and you know, and it's always interesting because you get people. And I won't say exactly who, because you know what I'm talking about, that won't pay attention to the game, but all of a sudden the commercials come on, and they want everybody to be quiet for the commercials.
Yeah, that's also kind of changed, because now they're releasing them all.
Yeah, they've got some early now. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
They release them in advance. So you
hey, why not? For all the money that they're spending, what is it, like $5.5 million? You know, per 30-second spot, you know, the production values. I think they were saying the other night the Budweiser, the new Budweiser commercial, would give you a little refugee feel, a little immigration feel on it. I mean, some of these guys, they just can't help themselves. We got, you know, like you say, we've been so passionately drained, you know, and exhausted for all the stuff that's been going on. I don't know how much, you know, cheering we'll be able to do. You know, we want to be amused, but hey, look, there's going to be people saying things, and even there's this suggestion that Lady Gaga may make some something of some political significance or something, you know, that people will talk about.
The only thing I've heard about her halftime show is that she's going to be performing with Elton John, and they're going to be doing a David Bowie song. I have no idea which one. And as far as the Budweiser commercial, something like that is too hard for them to put together at the last minute for the time. So I think that's just something that they had planned out, and it just happened to work out this way for them.
Yeah, I mean, good time, because they started, I think, somewhere back in, you know, October. And they spent upwards, I mean, after everything is said and done, just for one 30-second spot, the production, they spent something like around $12 million. So you're looking at $20 million there. So I would think you'd want that commercial exposed for all the money you invested. Unlike, if you remember, with Apple, that iconic ad that they put together in that one Super Bowl game that was played just about there. And, you know, it's probably... in the annals of infamy, you know.
The only Super Bowl ad that I really remember is Coke. They did the one where they had somebody text somebody and they said, you know, the text was "no one likes you," and not even 10 seconds after that, I think like 20 people, 20 of my friends texted me that text.
Yeah,
right. I was like, thanks, guys.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, exactly. And we know about that. Well, just pay up. When you lose the bet, make sure you pay up. Fast pay makes for fast friends. Of course, our favorite last year was because we were expecting a grandson was the Dorito one. That was just way too funny. And I told my son-in-law, I said, make sure, you know, you don't bring Doritos in the birthing room, you know.
Yeah, and that was one of the most controversial ones last year, and it didn't really make sense to me. I thought it was just a funny little thing. And
you mean the controversy didn't make sense to you?
Yeah, the controversy didn't make sense. The commercial was hilarious. I thought that was absolutely funny. And but the controversy afterwards didn't really make much sense. But some names to watch in the game tomorrow.
Yes.
You got, you know, Matt Ryan, who they say is probably going to win MVP.
Well, it'll either be him or Brady, right? I mean, chances are.
Well,
odds
are, MVP of the season.
Of the season.
Yeah.
Okay.
But obviously those are two names that are likely to win MVP of the game, depending on whose team wins. You got Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman are the Atlanta running backs. They kind of do a two-headed monster thing, and both those guys kind of split time. And then another name that you're definitely going to want to see is Julio Jones. He's probably the best receiver in the league.
What about LeGarrette Blount? You think he'd be in the running?
Well, I mean, he's put up some good games over the postseason, and he's a guy that the Patriots have shown they're not afraid to feed him the ball.
Well, you've got two teams that are, you know, fairly disciplined here. So do you anticipate any surprises here?
No, I actually think the Patriots win pretty easily. I think that their offense is just as potent as Atlanta's, and the only difference is that Patriots have a defense to fall back on. So I think the Patriots win.
So experience over lack of experience?
Just a better team.
Better team. Oh, okay, good, good. We'll see what happens, okay? Super Bowl Sunday coming up all over America. We'll see you there.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Bill Martinez here. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com, drop us an email, get involved in the conversation, let us know your thoughts. By the way, rather pithy thoughts lately, and I appreciate that. Just keep them coming. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Speaking of which, we've got Lauren Kitchen Stewart. She's back with us. National radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, just a terrific person, 25-year background in media, including hosting a morning show on the Family Channel, TV news reporting. I mean, she's done it all. Hey, and all your friends now at Fox, are getting promoted, man. I mean, you know, look at what's going on. Shannon Bream and...
I know.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive. But, you know, I got to tell y'all, Tucker, he is doing a great job.
Yes.
We were kind of in the first place going, do we see that? Not sure, but... I mean, I wish I had confidence like him. I mean, he just doesn't back down, and he doesn't care.
No, he's rather Socratic in his approach.
And when
you are that way, you just ask questions, and you let people hang themselves, and they think they know what they're doing, but it's like, you know, suddenly they find that they're not in their echo chamber, the comfort zone of their echo chamber anymore. You got somebody that actually asks, you know, a question, I think a reasonable question, and they're out there hanging all by themselves.
And he's laughing the whole time. He's kind of like, we've talked about this before, how he kind of has that sinister laugh,
right,
where the
exactly.
person just looks like a total idiot.
Right.
You know, and they can even jump on him, and he'll just turn it around to where they look like a worm. That takes talent.
It really does. And I'll tell you, and it takes endurance, too, Lauren, because you don't know how many times I sit there and go, turn him off, cut him off, just let him go, you know, jettison them off into la-la land, I mean, where they belong, because they do not know what they're talking about.
See, I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I would last a day, and I would implode.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't have, and you really have to just kind of learn to just let it roll, know how to handle it, stay in control, and that would be the hard part.
Well, I'd be like Geraldo. I'd be Geraldo.
Yeah.
Chairs would be flying. I mean, you know.
Maury Povich, I'd be the one.
Yeah,
Maury.
Yeah, let's bring them all back, man. Why not?
We're not going to go as far down the road as Jerry Springer.
No,
let's
no,
stop
no.
Before we get
no.
to that point,
but they're all
the
there.
Way.
Yeah, they're all there. It's all part of the showbiz stuff. And speaking of which, being the college professor that you are, and I got to imagine you looked and saw what happened on the West Coast. I happen to be on the West Coast. It's north of me, Berkeley, which is a beautiful campus.
Yeah, we never know where you are. That's amazing.
That's part of being on witness protection. When you're on witness protection, you've got to keep moving.
All the time.
Exactly. So, but I'm on the West Coast, and up north of us, Berkeley, beautiful campus, and it's turned upside down by these professional writers. And I got to imagine, I mean, if you're a parent at home and you've got a student at UC Berkeley that you're spending, what, $60,000, $70,000 a year for.
And they're burning down their own buildings.
Yeah, it's like, what is going on here? And tell me that's not happening, all because you've got somebody from Breitbart, well, Milo, more than somebody, but he's there to present the conservative viewpoint, and the anti-Trump sentiment is so rampant that people would much rather burn up their own buildings and riot than to hear another perspective here, which supposedly is ironic because you think that's what the college campuses are all about. I mean,
they're all about, let's open thinking, everybody come into our country, we support everyone, but when you don't support what they do, you know, then they're playing with Play-Doh and they're burning down buildings and acting like complete idiots. It's been very disheartening, but yet I'm so glad that I'm seeing change happening so fast that I'm just like, whatever. You know, you just hit the point, if you're going to act like that. But it is, you just think these are going to be our leaders coming up. You know, you just stop and go, oh, my word. I mean, where did it start? That's what you start doing with it, is to start at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it makes me think about the parent that I am. And I want to make sure and raise children that are a blessing to their neighbors and a blessing to society, and that they would not even think, you know, they would be passionate about what they believe. Mm-hmm. They ponder and what's meaningful in their heart, but they're not going to do crazy asinine things like that, you know, that for no purpose. I mean, when they can talk about it, they have a platform. Why can't we reason together, whether we agree or not? Let's find a place of peace as Americans, and that's not happening. But you and I talked about this earlier, and a lot of our listening family might not know this, that so many of these people that are rioting, and it's been going on for, what, a year, they're being paid to be there and do that. I mean, a lot, like, what, 1,500, 2,000 a day?
Yeah, 2,500.
They're not talking like they're an extra for a movie where they get $100 a day. Right, I mean, they're being paid well to facilitate this kind of anarchy.
Well, they're getting paid to such a point that some of the local provinces are saying, hey, we're going to tax that money. It's like, wait a minute.
Well,
it's bad enough you got lawlessness occurring in your zip code, but now you're going to give it some sort of validation by saying,
it's okay
if it happens because we taxed it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going, bravo. Yeah, but we've all gotten to the point the past year. I think when we turn on the news, it's like watching a circus. This has become like a little bit of an OJ thing going on. We're all drawn in, and we're watching. I'm not comparing it to that as far as what happened. I'm just saying as far as we're entrenched in it.
Yeah,
and then you get to the point, you're just like, really? Which is sad because we're all walking through our living rooms and our bedrooms, the TVs are on, and these crazy things are happening, and we're not surprised anymore because it's becoming, you know, mainstay. It's becoming normal, and
we're being conditioned, Lauren. That's what you're saying.
We are being conditioned, but I mean, how can you help it?
Right.
When these are daily occurrences. I mean, I just saw Ashley Judd. They were having replays. I'd seen when Madonna had spoken. Was it last week at that march?
Right.
But Ashley Judd, and she was just like, I'm nasty, like the man who's been dusted in Cheeto dust. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But I mean, we're seeing these types of things every single day. So of course we're going to be conditioned to it. We don't have a choice. And all that we can do, I guess, in our own life is just try to be a sane person, you know, a praying person, a person that will have conversations. But I don't know if y'all have noticed this. I have noticed this in my life. Now, we live in the deep south, so things I think are a little bit different, but I have noticed people are extra heated these days.
Yeah.
People are extra tense, extra frustrated. If you're out and about, if you are shopping, have y'all?
So what are you telling me? The Confederacy is rising again? Is that what you're telling me?
It seems like it. I mean, it really is. I mean, I've talked to Robin about that. I said I can tell that all that's going on in our nation is affecting people. You know, people are they just seem more agitated, more frustrated. I mean, like I said, just basic things like getting your groceries. And last week I told Robin, I said I am supposed to learn a valuable lesson about being non-reactive, because every crazy person that could possibly cross my path has in the past few days. Right. You know, just over everything, anything you can think of.
Right.
And I'm just, my inclination is to fight back. And if some of you are like me, some of you aren't. Some of you are more quiet and you know how to keep your mouth shut. I'm not one of those people. And that's my lesson.
You're not going to go fried green tomatoes on me, are you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the way I'm acting this day and age, I could. I'm serious. It's like I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm like this. But I think it's because of all the things that we're seeing and we're feeling, and we want to feel like this is what I believe, and I can believe this. If I want to put this on my Facebook page, my Instagram, my Twitter, my LinkedIn, whatever, it is mine.
Yeah.
And I can say it, and you don't have to agree with me, but, you know, don't say ugly, hateful, awful things and treat me like garbage just because this is what I believe. So I've gotten to where I have an edge. Because I'm going to stand up and say, I believe what I believe. And if you don't like it, then, you know, pooey on you.
Right.
So, man, that's pretty mean, isn't it?
Well, you're getting carried away here a little bit. I'm going to stop you.
I'm a mother. That's why I said it that way.
Well, Lauren, because you brought it up, I want to go back and talk about the comparison of the two women's marches 2 weeks ago, you know, with Ashley Judd and Madonna. You know, Madonna saying, I'm thinking about blowing. I've been thinking a lot about blowing the White House up.
Yeah.
And then we have the March for Life. Just a drastic comparison of, you know, women in America today. What did you make of it?
Well, what I feel like is that there's so much anger on the other side. And you know the saying that when you're that angry, you're hitting the button, you're hitting the nerve somewhere.
Mm, right.
And I just think that people that are fighting for life, there's a peace, there's a resolve. You know, there's a difference there because we're treasuring life. And if it's anyone that's walked through an abortion or had a loved one that did, and you've gotten healing and you're realizing the value, you're just so passionate about it, but from a more humble perspective, I mean, that's the way I look at it. And so many of, I think on the other side, they haven't dealt with it. And there's just, like I said, so much anger. And I'm sitting there going, you know what? I mean, look at the difference. Boy, am I proud to be on the other side.
Right.
So I just think that there's a lot of healing that needs to take place that's on the one side that's not on the other. And I don't know if that's true, but that's just something I thought in my
I think you're exactly right in your perception of this, because, you know, to me, the driving force is that it's that fight, that spiritual battle that we've been warned about for those of us that believe in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the flesh is on exposition, boy, man, it stinks. And it is obvious. And, you know, the women's march, it wasn't about them. It was about something outside of them. It wasn't as personal. The people who were involved the week before, clearly it was a personal thing. As you say, there's some there's some pain there, and it's very personal and deep. On the other side, the movement there that the women were representing was outside of themselves. Not only were they marching for themselves, but they're marching for babies that have been aborted. They're marching for the women who have been damaged as a result of this false narrative that has allowed them to embrace, you know, the whole abortion movement. But you know, as we say, the conversation will continue. We just say, you know, we've got to keep talking about this and work through this deal, Lauren, as we're running out of time, as we usually do. I mean, you and I could be talking for hours about this stuff because it affects, as you say, our family of listeners. And, you know, you guys mean a lot to us, right?
Well, and, you know, I think in parting, that we really have to be praying through when to say and what to say. Is this a time for me, you know, to fight this battle and pick this battle, or is it not? And there are going to be times when we're called to stand on the front lines. There's other times we're called to dip it and pray, and that's what I'm trying to learn right now. When do I speak
right?
up and when do I? Yes, exactly.
And discernment says that we're out of.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Have you ever wanted...